This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guests on this weekend's show are State Senator Andy Menar, Macoupin County Sheriff Sean Call, and Macoupin County State's Attorney Jennifer Watson. Welcome to the show, Senator Menar.
Good morning, Rick.
We're going to start off with you. We're going to today discuss our topic of conversation, which is the Macoupin County Drug Takeback event that's coming up later this month. And if you would, maybe we'll let you talk about what is the Drug Takeback event and some of the people that are sponsoring it or involved.
Sure. Well, let's start here. April the 29th is National Drug Takeback Day across the country. And the sheriff and the state's attorney and I are teaming up with both Sullivan's Pharmacy and Michelle's Pharmacy here in Macoupin County, as well as several police departments, with the idea that we want to get prescription drugs out of medicine cabinets and out of homes, those that are no longer being used, maybe prescriptions that might have had some extras that maybe were prescribed and not used. We want to get those out of homes and disposed of. You know, we've been meeting off and on over the past 6 months talking about what we have to do in Macoupin County to battle both prescription drug addiction and heroin addiction, because it's a growing problem. And the sheriff and the state's attorney can tell you in much better terms than I can what they're dealing with every day here in the county. But this is a pretty simple event. There's going to be the opportunity for residents of the county to clean out their medicine cabinets and to safely dispose of prescription drugs. We think that's a good step in the right direction, and it's an easy step that people can take to help the state's attorney's office and the sheriff's department and local law enforcement battle these problems that we're seeing grow, not just in Macoupin County, but across downstate Illinois.
And these locations are going to be?
So there'll be four locations, Sullivan's Pharmacy in Staunton, and then Michelle's Pharmacy, which has three locations in the county, Carlinville, Gillespie, and then their newest location, which is in Bunker Hill. And the event, again, is on April the 29th. It runs from 9 a.m. to noon, and it's very easy. People just come in. I would just say bring whatever you have in your medicine cabinet that you don't need anymore, even over-the-counter medication, and put it in a bag and drop it off at one of those four locations. That small step, Rick, can help out what we are seeing is a growing trend here in Macoupin County. And that's just a small thing that people can do to help law enforcement.
And would it be advisable if people are bringing in prescription drugs, say, that are old? Sometimes they ask that you take your name off, or should they put...
Yeah, they should. They should try to. But this is something where we want absolute. People should have the confidence that their, information is not going to be shared. That's part of what we do. These pharmacies had to go through a screening process through the federal government to be able to do this. They do it on a regular basis, and it's something that the sheriff helps out with as well. But this is one day that is highlighted across the country so that we can continuously reinforce the idea that prescription drug addiction is a real thing, and it's happening right now in people's lives. And oftentimes that leads to opioid addiction, either through prescription painkillers or through heroin. And, you know, that's something that we see now on the rise in Macoupin County. And again, one very easy way to combat that is to make sure that prescriptions are out of the reach of children, that are locked up, if possible in a home. Sometimes that's tough to do. But if they're old and they're not being used anymore, get rid of them in the proper way. Don't flush them down the toilet. Don't put them in the drain, because then they get into drinking water. So this is just another simple way on April the 29th from 9 a.m. to noon. At the four locations we have in the county, people can just drop off a bag. We'll take them and dispose of them properly.
Right now, we'll talk to Sheriff Sean Call a little bit about, the law enforcement side. And you see a number of things all over within the county. What sort of is law enforcement's experience with these opiates or prescription drugs? Or what do you see that might be leading to maybe abuse or something like that of the drugs?
Well, there's a lot of things that we see. To start out, you know, you see these young kids and how their lives change, you know, from the abuse of the heroin or they get to the point where when they start taking this or start using it, I mean, one time can addict a person. It doesn't take but one time, maybe two times, and you're 100% addicted. And then you get to the point of your life where you have to have it, and no matter what cost it is. If that means stealing from your parents, stealing from your grandparents, from your neighbors, from total strangers, that's just some of the things we see is the thefts that are occurring now. It's just crazy how many burglaries and thefts that we deal with on a daily basis in this county. And not only that, I mean, you got to look at the drug overdoses. It really kind of started hitting us hard back in about 2010, 9 or 10, when we really started seeing this heroin coming in and taking control of people's lives. And having a lot of drug overdoses. We've averaged well over 10 drug overdoses a year in this county in the last 6 to 7 years. I believe we had 13 last year. Fortunately, we've only had one this year so far. I think we've had upwards of 15 drug overdoses in 1 year in Macoupin County. You got counties that are 3 and 4 and 5 times bigger than us that only have in 20s and 30s of overdoses. So, we're looking at a real big problem here. We're a smaller county, but we have a major drug problem. And a lot of these people you talk to say the reason they started was they got an injury, and they started taking painkillers. And then the painkillers led to the heroin. And then when they can't find heroin, they use the meth, or they mix the two. Meth has become a major, major problem again in this county. We're seeing the ice coming up from Mexico, and that's another form of meth, stronger form, more dangerous. We see a lot of these drug overdoses that are combinations of prescription drugs, methamphetamine, heroin, just combinations. It's crazy what these people are putting into their bodies. So this drug take back thing, I think is a very, very important part of this problem that we have. We as law enforcement cannot arrest our way out of this problem. We have to get the community involved, get parents, grandparents. You know, these people tell us, well, I went into my grandparents', medicine cabinet and found these drugs and started taking them. And then that led to the continuation into the heroin. I wanted to also say that we do have a drug drop-off box at the Sheriff's Department, and I believe Carmel City also has one. I'm not sure where else there are in the county, but you can come in 24 hours a day and drop your prescription drugs off in these drop sites. So, That's I could talk all day on the problems we have from this drug, or these drugs, these prescription drugs, and that leads into the heroin use. So
I find it interesting that you said grandparents, because I guess you can say grandparents probably are more likely to have operations. And I know operations, you usually get painkillers, and a lot of times people go, well, I didn't need all of it. And that's the important stuff to get rid of, right?
Yeah, I mean, most people that get these prescription drugs, I mean, I've had them, before on surgeries that you had. I just don't take them, and then what do? They sit in your medicine cabinet. They sit on the countertop for years on end, and the next thing you know, they're gone, disappeared. Your neighbor come in and got them. Your grandkids came in and took them. We get calls every day of stolen prescription medicine. So.
From law enforcement side, now we'll turn to Macoupin County State's Attorney Jennifer Watson. And what do you see as far as, say, they go through being arrested and then they're going to be tried or they're going to court over something concerning these things? Is this something that you see a lot of within your court matters?
Yes. Surprisingly, since the beginning of this year, January 1st, over 60% of the criminal filings that I've had have been opioid related. So obviously, we do have a serious issue here in Macoupin County. This program is a good program because statistically, 8 out of 10 heroin users start with prescription medications. We are seeing, and we do know that people steal, you know, and have the opportunity to take these prescription medications out of friends and families' homes. And it's important that so that they're not being misused and abused, that people take advantage of this take back program. If you give your prescription drugs to someone and they're not prescribed to them, you're actually delivering a controlled substance to them. That is a crime in the state of Illinois. If you're in possession of, you know, these painkillers that are prescribed, then it is also a crime in the state of Illinois of possession. So it's important that you dispose of them correctly. And like everyone said here today, you know, you get a medication, you don't always use it all or expires, and it sits for quite some time. This is a way in which you can tackle having these drugs in your house and eliminating, you know, them being misused and abused.
As we come to the end of the program again on April 29th from 9 until noon, where's the drop-off locations for anyone's prescription drugs or over-the-counter medications as well, I guess?
They'll be at Sullivan's Pharmacy in Staunton, at Michelle's three locations in Carlinville, Gillespie, and Bunker Hill.
State Senator Andy Menar, Macoupin County Sheriff Sean Call, and Macoupin County State's Attorney Jennifer Watson, thank you for joining us today on Around Macoupin County. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.